money, and I don't blame them.
They keep getting better and better. They really do. I said the ships and the accommodations on the ships just keep getting better and better.
Yeah, but now the big ships, they're not changing that, okay? You're still getting a small room, and you're getting 4,000 or 5,000 people, and they're having a lot of issues.
Right.
I mean, Royal Caribbean right now is having some issues, too. I mean, it's just, I don't know what their thinking is. It's like a floating city, and it's a vacation, but it's not a vacation. You're so much going on the ship that you're not really enjoying the ports where you went to see.
Right. Yep.
You might as well stay floating on the ship. There's too many activities going on.
Yep.
And, yeah, you want to keep your kids occupied. Yeah, Royal Caribbean caters to families. Carnival is trying to pick up the modern way of things with programs for families, and they're getting them involved in giant versions of Hasbro, the game show with, like, Yahtzee, and they're bringing in Dr. Seuss, where it's a town on the way, because it's their taxi service to go up and down the countryside.
Wow.
And they have a, have you ever seen Hunter Gooden?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're a phenomenal cruise company from around in that area from Norway. And so they're doing a new cruise that's going to sail from Norway to Morocco in September. It's called a name for the Midnight Sun. And so it's going to be a new edition. It's going to do the Antarctic coastal Norway, Spitsbergen, Greenland, and Iceland. It's a varied history and geography. It's very one-on-one. They only have 400 or 500 people on the cruise completely. And they're going to have it also run through the English Channel to the Channel Islands. So they're going to be having different things, journeys going on in the North Sea, you know. And something totally different. But, you know, you're going to end up in Morocco. And you're going to be the Casbah, the biggest market in the region. And, you know, you're going to see different things you may not want to see and go to Casablanca, you know.
Okay.
This is where Humphrey Bogart made his famous.
Yep, that's right. All right, we are plumb out of time. How do people get in touch with you, Diane?
They can call me at 908-238-9935. I'm going to be posting on my website pretty soon, and on Facebook, the trip we're offering for the 100-year anniversary for the national parks this year, and they're doing all kinds of fundraisers and activities for families to get to the national parks.
Okay.
So we'll get that going, too.
We'll look forward to hearing about it. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Have a great week, and good luck
you
with
too.
The dentist, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Diane Lane, D&L Travel. Give her a call to get your travel needs accomplished. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Donald Trump used his wins in Michigan and Mississippi to gloat over his fallen foes. Here's Jason Wirt.
Donald Trump gloated to reporters after his wins in Michigan and Mississippi that every other candidate who has viciously attacked him almost immediately was rushed out of the presidential race.
They've attacked me viciously, and every single one who's attacked me is gone, and I'm very proud of that.
Trump said that it's time for the party to unify behind him. I'm Jason Wirt.
9 firefighters were injured after an explosion took out several buildings in Seattle early this morning. The Seattle Fire Department says 8 firefighters and a battalion chief were hospitalized following the blast in the northern suburb of Greenwood. Marine archaeologists are calling a discovery near the coast of North Carolina one of the most significant shipwrecks found off the East Coast in recent years. The wreck found last month near Oak Island is thought to be a Confederate blockade runner from the Civil War. An underwater archaeologist for the state of North Carolina says the finding is especially exciting because the ship is still intact. You're listening to USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
One of the nation's biggest defense contractors is going to trim its payroll by 1,000 people. Lockheed Martin is looking for people to step forward who want a buyout. The Maryland-based company employs 126,000 people worldwide. It makes the F-22 and the F-35 fighter jets. More than 5.5 million Americans have Alzheimer's, but more than double that number are impacted by the disease. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
It's a cool progressive disease that robs patients of their memory and mobility.
They need to have somebody who advocates, somebody who watches out to make sure they get the right resources so that you're always on guard.
Lou Ellen Barkan of the organization Caring Kind saying Alzheimer's also takes a major toll on caregivers. She says the predicted numbers for New York City alone are staggering.
We think that in less than 30 years, one out of every five New York City residents will either have this disease or be taking care of someone does.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Thousands are expected to flock to Simi Valley, California today to bid Nancy Reagan goodbye. The former First Lady will lie in repose at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum with public viewing set for 1 o'clock this afternoon Pacific time until 7 o'clock tonight. Reagan died Sunday at the age of 94. Vice President Joe Biden is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today in Jerusalem. Biden is trying to help ease relations strained by White House support for last year's nuclear deal with Iran. They're also expected to discuss a 10-year military aid agreement that would provide Israel with fighter jets, missiles, and air defense systems. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like what you're hearing?
You bet!
Listen to this Live 365 broadcast and many more on your smartphone. Download your free software today at live365.com/smartphone. You know, turns out you can take it with you.
Cool!
School on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
The State Department says it will comply with a federal judge's order to start a rolling release of Hillary Clinton's emails when she was Secretary of State.
U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras ordered the State Department to come up with a plan by next week for the release of emails Hillary Clinton sent and received while she was Secretary of State. State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke says they'll comply with the order, even though the department originally wasn't going to release the emails until next year.
It's a large volume of documents, 55,000 pages. It requires coordination with, in some cases, with other agencies.
Speaking to reporters in Iowa, Hillary Clinton says she also wants her emails released as soon as possible.
I have said repeatedly, I want those emails out. Nobody has a bigger interest in getting them released than I do.
I'm Chuck Gomez.
Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
There are no known injuries after a Boston-bound cruise ship ran aground in Bermuda. Passenger Rachel Hansen of New Hampshire says the ship had steering problems.
What they told us was that we lost steering.
We lost steering control. That's what the captain told us, and that's why we ran into the coral reef.
Norwegian Cruise Line Company officials say the ship lost power before running aground yesterday afternoon while trying to leave port. Power was restored, and passengers spent the night on board with no major issues. Arizona is reducing the amount of time welfare recipients can spend on the program. Republican State Senator Kelly Ward tells Fox News lawmakers have passed legislation that will limit people on welfare to just 1 year, half of what it used to be.
I hope that the federal government takes a cue from Arizona and tries to get things under control. We keep kicking the can down the road. It's not good for our citizens. You know, in Arizona, we were willing to bite that bullet. It was not a popular...
Got stiffed by NFL star Richard Sherman. A company called Sidekick Wheels claims Sherman offered 54 hoverboards in Seattle Seahawks colors and got a discount for mentioning the hoverboards on social media. Sidekick says Sherman never got paid for anything and never mentioned the company online. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy,
Chamber Radio, weather, it's 44 degrees in Flemington. Clear skies, no chance of precipitation. Today is Wednesday. It is March 8, 2016. And the weather forecast from Weather Underground says sun and clouds mixed, a near record high temperatures, a high of down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial. My job to get you out and about every day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on, you know, though, because over the wire, we're not over there, we're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We are all about Hunterdon County. This is called Aqua. That's the band. The song is Barbie Girl. Barbie Girl, and we'll find out about that in a little bit, but it has to do with celebrations and observances for the week and the day, and today is Barbie Day. There you go. Everybody has an opinion about the Barbie Mattel product, no doubt about it. Is it good for kids? Is it not good for kids? Should it... Should kids, should boys play with dolls, should girls play with dolls, the whole gamut. But Barbie itself has always been in the crosshairs because they claim if you take Barbie and make her into the standards of a normal human, she would be completely out of proportion and thus messing up the perspective of girls and their body image. So, coming out with a different line, are they, Mattel, now, to combat a little bit of that. All right, that's that. Let's move on to traffic, find out what's going on. Maybe Barbie and Ken might be caught in a little bit of traffic jam. Let's find out what's going on. HRTTM.com sends me my alerts. It's 8:11. And you can get them too. Just register with them. You'll get them on your smartphone as an email. We have some congestion on 78 eastbound in Tewksbury. It's over at County Route 523, Oldwick Road, Tewksbury. Delays due to volume. That's the normal commute problem. Sun glare, sun visors, and sunglasses are necessary. That type of thing. All right, so if you're commuting eastbound, you might have a slowdown. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. Time to look at what is on HunterChamber.com's schedule for today. Well, I'm on till 10, and we have Michelle Heidi back. We'll talk with her at 8:30 about the markets and find out what's going on. They had a down day. We talked about it yesterday. China had another forecast that made people nervous. And I also explained to you that the charts were a little heated and had to make a downturn at some point. So it all kind of coincides. At 8:40, we touch base with Diane Lane from DNL Travel. She takes us on vacation, talks all about where we're going to go. And she was saying that she was going to go to New York and get some insight into some other destinations, so we'll find out from her all that information. At 10 o'clock, it's Richard Scuderi doing modern design. Richard comes on twice on Wednesdays. The first hour, he talks with various service providers and material providers that he works with to give you insight into ideas and the arrangements that he has as a modern design interior designer with those folks, as Richard tries to give you great designs that are realistic and cost and budget worthy. So Richard brings all that to you at the outset. Raising Conscious Kids Radio. That's Kim Pramatic. She runs Rocker, and she's got kids. She likes to teach kids. She loves kids, and she would like to help you, help your students, your kids who are growing up in the 21st century. They're more sensitive and more technologically savvy, and she will talk to you about all the different insights and people that she works with to do that. Counselor Chat, that's Ruth Altamara Roll, comes on at noon, giving you help with coping skills, providing support, anger management. She runs the gamut. She has 30 years of experience as a social worker and a counselor, a licensed counselor in Flemington. She's not a social worker. I misspoke. She's a licensed professional counselor. And she has a 30-year practice in Flemington and can help you with any of those coping skills. Hunter and Junk professionals are on from 1 to 2, giving you insight into the 20-somethings that are running businesses. Richard Scuderi comes back at 2 to 3, helping you with your design dilemmas. He takes calls, Facebook chats, tweets, email, phone calls, text messages. Any way you can get in touch with Richard, he will have those answers and try and give you some ideas about how to overcome some of the stumped people out there that are trying to make a change in their interior design and need some help. Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly do Talented People from 3 to 4, giving you some insight into up-and-comers that are part of the Jeannie Murphy's stable of folks. They are authors, public speakers, doctors, book publishers, lots of great stuff of folks who are trying to break through and become household names. So that's the entire Hunter and Chamber Income lineup. It's all there, the Hunter and Chamber Income website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps. It's on our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter and Chamber Radio.com. We're going to be right back and get on with celebration observances for the week and the day from BrianLox.com, but we know it's already Barbie Day. We'll be right back.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. And that's the Eagles. Helping us with BrownieLife.com. Celebration services for the week and the day. Girl Scout Week finishes up on the 12th. Celebrate Your Name Week. National Consumer Protection Week. National Dental Assistance Recognition Week. National Procrastination Week. National Schools Social Work Week. National Sleep Awareness Week. National Words Matter Week. Professional Pet Sitters Week, Read an E-Book Week, Return the Borrowed Books Week. Now those two are constantly talked about by Jennifer and Jim on Thursdays, so check that out. Save Your Vision Week, Teen Tech Week, Women in Construction Week, Festival of Owls Week, National School Breakfast Week, Women of Aviation Worldwide, No More Week, Universal Women's Week. All those started yesterday. Moving on to today, it's Barbie Day. We told you about that. It's Discover What Your Name Means Day. A lot of names have some historical, iconic meaning. It's Joe Franklin Day. Remember him? W-O-R. Panic Day. It's Registered Dietitian Day, and it's Get Over It Day. So when these people are holding grudges and stewing about things that happened in history or in the past, get over it. It's not worth harboring. Move on. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something. Get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and I've been part of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and Leadership Hunterdon for a number of years now. And one of the things that came up during the Hunterdon County SEDS, one of the biggest points that had to be overcome was transportation. Now, I'm not saying what I'm about to tell you is going to change the world, but it's definitely showing you that things are moving in the right direction. And so the highlight, the headline of this particular article is buses to go from Flemington to RVCC and Bridgewater Commons. So Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reported yesterday that a new bus route will be added to the Hunterdon County Link transportation system, providing weekday service from Flemington to Raritan Valley Community College and Bridgewater Commons Mall. It was announced on Monday. Service will begin on Monday, March 14th, and will be known as the Bridgewater Express Service Route 23, providing weekday service from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. This bus will operate from a new Link Bus Transfer Center, located at the Hunterdon County Jury Parking Lot in Park Avenue and Capner Street in Flemington, with stop locations at the Kings in White House and Raritan Valley Community College, the ShopRite at Branchburg, and the Bridgewater Commons Mall. The service announced today is only part of making the link even more relevant for today's riders and for those who seek better options for public transportation, said Hunterdon County Freeholder Director Suzanne Legay. We are extremely grateful to the Hunterdon County Board of Chosen Freeholders for their visionary action in creating the new bus route that will expand opportunities for residents to attend the college, Raritan Valley Community College President Michael J. McDonough said on Tuesday. He appreciates their ongoing support of the college and commitment to enhance educational access. More than a quarter of our students come from Hunterdon County, and I expect that number to grow once the new bus service is running. The new service is being funded through a $200,000 Federal Innovation Non-Urbanized Area Formula Program grant that Hunterdon County received in the January. The county will provide $50,000 as part of a required local match of that grant funds. This grant provides us with the opportunity to provide the out-of-county transportation that residents have been requesting for several years, said Legay. The new service will provide connections to other transportation services, including the New Jersey Transit bus line, the Somerset County CAT, and Scoot bus services. This new service is a first step to developing the type of local public transportation network that we have envisioned for our region, said Hunterdon County Freeholder Matt Holt. The fare for the new route will be $2 per day, unlimited boarding, and will be paid by passengers on board the vehicle. Exact changes required. Raritan Valley Community College students who show a valid ID card to the driver will have their fare waived for an introductory period from March 14th to May 13th. Senior citizens will have their fare waived every Wednesday if they board the bus at the Hunterdon County Senior Center, Gaunt Place in Flemington. The timing of the new bus service is significant, said McDonough. It will provide access to the college for Hunterdon County students who will soon be homebound college for the summer and are looking to save money on tuition by earning credits at RVCC. This is also a decisive time for high school seniors who are in the process of selecting colleges for the fall. The new bus route makes RVCC an attractive option to students who are seeking high-quality, affordable education that is accessible by public transportation. Other link service enhancements announced Monday include Route 16-19-21, formerly known as the Flemington Shuffle. The service known as the Flemington Shuffle will now be known as Route 16 and Route 19 for Monday-Friday service. Two buses will provide scheduled service between Flemington and Raritan Township from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. The buses will operate along clockwise, counterclockwise routes. This will increase the frequency of service and reduce ride times for passengers on Saturday. Scheduled service will be provided by one bus as Route 21. Link service will not be offered past 7:30. Route 16, Raritan Township to Flemington, is Monday to Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 7, fare $2, unlimited boarding. Route 19, Flemington to Raritan, 7:30 to 5, fare $2, unlimited boarding. Route 21, Flemington-Raritan, Saturdays, 8:30 to 7:30, $2, unlimited boarding. And the new Link Transfer Center has been designated in the Hunterdon County Jury parking lot, Park Avenue, and Kepner. Transfers between Routes 16, 19, 23 will occur at the center. Passengers who currently use the Cross County or Demand Response Service and would like to access the Bridgewater Express, Route 23, will need to call by noon the day before they wish to travel to arrange for transportation in the Link Transfer Center. Passengers will be required to pay for $2 fare in addition to their cross-county service fare. Hart Commuter Services will also be offering free one-on-one and small group travel instruction. For information on this program, contact Kathy Taglianti, CUS Community Mobile Coordinator, at 908-788-5553, or email her at kathy@harttma.com, H-A-R-T-T-M-A.com. Great stuff. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Thank you, Freeholders. Thank you, Link. And thank you, Director Susan Legay. Good stuff. Vitamin C for today.
Sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
All right, celebrity birthdays for March 9th. Liam Wilson is 19 from Saw movies. The Fosters, Sierra Ramirez is 21. George Lopez, that's the show, not the actor. Luis Armand Garcia is 24. Actor in Like Mike, Shad Moss is 29. Pitch Perfect, Brittany Snow is 30. From This Is England, Joseph Gilgan is 32. Final Destination, Bobby Campos, 33. The Reader, Volker Brunch is 36. Drive, Oscar Isaac is 36. Criminal Minds, Matthew Gray Gubler is 36. Model and Actress, The First Day of the Rest of Your Life, Camille Capizos, 38. Hellboys, Rupert Evans is 40. The Twilight Saga movies, Chaskay Spencer is 41. Jean Louisa Kelly is 44 from Yesteryear. Kerr Smith is 44 from Final Destination. Webster's Emmanuel Lewis is 45. Fox News Channel host Kimberly Guilfoyle is 47. Longest Yard, Stone Cold, Brian Bosworth, 51. Remember him? He was the linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks a long time ago. The English Patient, Three Colors, Juliette Binoche is 52. Tremors, Sweet Justice. Finn Carter is 56. Dances with Wolves, Rodney A. Grant, 57. Tom Amandes is 57 from The Long Kiss Goodnight. Dirty Dancing's Lonnie Price, 57. Men in Black, Linda Florentino is 58. Choreographer, Mary Murphy is 58. Flash Gordon, Ornella Muti is 61. The Doors, former auto racer Danny Sullivan is 65. The Doors was a movie, not a band. Television golf commentator, Andy North is 66. The Young and the Restless, Jamie Lynn Bauer is 67. Former LTD solo R&B, Jeffrey Osborne, 68. Procol Harum solo guitarist, Robin Trower, 71. One Life to Live, Trish Vanderveer is 73. ABC anchor Charles Gibson is 73. Paul Revere and the Raiders, Mark Lindsay is 74. Charles Siebert is 78. Another World, Mickey Gilley is 80. Stand By Me, Joyce Van Patten is 82. From Grown-Ups, R&B singer Lloyd Price is 83. And That Old Black Magic, Keely Smith is 84. Celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hunshimer.com and we'll get on the show to celebrate. Michelle Heide's up next. Hang on. Good morning, hunshimer.com.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We are not going to defeat her. If we nominate someone that over 60% of our party rejects and a third of our party refuses to ever vote for.
Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio is asking voters in his home state to choose him over frontrunner Donald Trump. Rubio turned Trump's campaign slogan against him, saying it's not good enough for a candidate to simply say they're going to, quote, make America great again. Instead, he stressed the need for real ideas and an explanation on how to make America great again. Tuesday's voting results are in, and Bernie Sanders is the surprise winner of Michigan's Democratic presidential primary. Hillary Clinton ran up an overwhelming victory in Mississippi. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump scored wins in Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii. And Texas Senator Ted Cruz won Idaho's GOP primary. The Democratic presidential candidates are back on stage tonight for yet another debate. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders will clash in Miami ahead of next week's crucial primary in Florida. Tonight's Univision debate starts at 9 Eastern and will be simulcast by CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Time to talk with Michelle. We got Michelle hiding on the phone, and we had her off yesterday, but she's back with us. Good morning, Michelle. How are you? Hang on a minute, Michelle. We're having a technical difficulty.
Uh-oh.
There we go. Got you. I did. All right. I think we got it. My phone is being temperamental.
Ah.
There we go. So, first things first, I want to wish you a belated international, happy International Women's Day. Unbelievable. It's interesting that every country except us seems to celebrate that. I wonder why that is. Yeah. Oops. Holy cow. We lost her. I pushed the wrong button. Sorry about that. I was being so excited, I pushed the wrong button and cut you off.
Oh, okay. I hope it wasn't me. Okay.
Yeah, it was nice. I almost did it again. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were talking about International Women's Day, and it's a little unusual that we're the only country that seems to not do it. We have Mother's Day, but...
Right.
So, is there any talk about that? Do you, as a... When you deal with the Women's Business Summit and stuff like that, does anybody talk about why we happen to be that... separate like that?
No, that hasn't come up, but I will have to make that a priority come up, because... You're right, because even though we celebrate Mother's Day, not every woman is necessarily a mother, so it's also important to, you know, have a day just to celebrate women and all the accomplishments and things we've done over these years globally.
Right.
You know, we still have a ways to go in certain parts of the world.
Yep.
Here as well, but I think it would be important. So I'll have to bring that up.
Okay, there you go.
Start the discussion over that.
Yep. Should be a bunch of committee meetings right there.
Exactly.
All right, so we had a down day yesterday. We talked about China had another revision or whatever. They made an announcement that made everybody concerned again, and it's silly because China's even worst day is one of our best. So, and I also talked yesterday about the charts were at a temporary peak and had to come back down, and they did. So where are we going today?
All right. Well, so far this morning, and actually today, we're a very important day in stock market history. Do you remember where you were on March 9th of 2009?
Probably sitting in the studio.
Exactly. Probably sitting in the studio. But back March 9th of 2009 is when we officially hit bottom and the start of the bull market began. So
how about that?
Well, 7-year anniversary of the start of the current bull market. Now, you know, it's possible that, you know, you can never tell when the bull market ends until, obviously, you're past it. So based upon where we started off this year and the fact that we're off of the lows of May 21st of 2015, We don't know for sure, but as of today, today's the 7-year anniversary of the start of the current bull market. It's actually the third longest on record because the average bull market typically lasts about 59 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other little tidbit, since March 9th of 2009, the S&P is up 190%.
Wow. Wow.
Had we all had our money sitting in cash and didn't live through the financial crisis, and we woke up on March 9th of 2009 and did our very first investment, we'd be pretty happy campers at this point.
Yes, we would.
let's see. What's happening today? Over in overnight trading, we had China down a little over 1%. They had some continued lower-than-expected trade data coming in. European markets are currently trading a bit higher. We've had oil rebounding where we have Brent crude just a little bit above $40 a barrel. We have U.S. at about $37 a barrel, coming off of yesterday's lower prices. Mortgage applications squeezed out a whopping 0.2% gain for the week. And let's see. The U.S. futures are currently trading higher. The Dow futures are up somewhere around 80. S&P up about 9, NASDAQ up approximately 21. So it looks like we will be opening in the green. We did have some corporate announcements this morning. We had General Mills increasing their dividend by 5%. We had, unfortunately, had Chipotle temporarily closing one of their locations in a town in Massachusetts after a couple of the employees fell ill. So they just continued to face some challenges there. And then we have Pfizer announcing an accelerated share repurchase plan through Goldman Sachs. So a couple of earnings coming out today, but again, we're pretty much wrapping up earnings season at this point, and then we'll have a couple of weeks off until we start kicking in for first quarter earnings reports coming in. But it looks like so far this morning, things are going to be opening in the green. Part of that also has to do again, with oil prices, even though, again, historically that hasn't had as much of an impact, but news came out that countries in and outside of OPEC are going to be meeting on March 20th to discuss potential output freeze. So that kind of brought the, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, brought the oil prices up a little bit, so the market reacted positively to that. So looks like today we'll be opening at least a little bit higher. We have wholesale inventories coming out at 10 o'clock this morning. That might give a little bit of an indication in terms of what to start thinking about in terms of the first quarter of GDP. But again, we're not even through the first quarter yet, but perhaps it will shed a little bit of insight. And see where we go from here.
All right, very well. So it looks like we're going to take back what we gave back yesterday. And so it's kind of just back and forth. So we're at a, that's all telling you we're at an inflection point.
Exactly.
We'll see what happens. You mentioned Chipotle. There was another news announcement that Starbucks took a breakfast sandwich off the menu because there was some issues with health reasons there. So,
oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, so that one's coming along. It's tough to be a restaurant. It just is.
Yes, it is.
So. It's way too many factors that are involved in nutrition and or health, and if anybody doesn't believe me, well, check the tumultuous world of McDonald's for the last 10 years.
Exactly.
All right, very good. So it's 80 degrees today plus. Hopefully you're dressed appropriately and can enjoy the sunshine, and we've always talked about you having a little picnic table over by your office, so perhaps you should be over there conducting business outside today.
Sounds like a plan. I'll have to dust it off and absorb some vitamin D and definitely enjoy this beautiful day, although I reminded my kids, because of course now everybody's got spring fever and they're ready to plant seeds and do all kinds of stuff. I said, well, it still is only the beginning of March, so let's not get too excited just yet.
Well, Al Warr is already planting his. I spoke to him on Monday. He says he doesn't care what part of the calendar is. He's just ready to do it. So,
okay. All right.
All right. And I imagine Joe will be in a Hawaiian shirt today, but you'll have to confirm that.
He's always a good indication of what's going on outside.
All right. Cool.
All right.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Michelle. Thank you very much.
Okay. Enjoy. Right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. That is Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays, and she helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and Hunchimer.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We can offer acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington.
All right, it's time to talk with Diane Lane from D&L Travel. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You were telling me your unfortunate dentist story. That's a whole other trip. It's unfortunate. Everybody's got to go through that.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah. The trials and tribulations of just living.
So, get back topics we were been talking about. One of them was Cuba. The U.S. Senate is trying to get Obama to lift some restrictions with deals that the hotels can be more, I guess, in the hospitality interest of emerging market to get in there to build hotels at Cuba. Remember I said to you, Cuba's okay to start to go see it, but, you know, they have restrictions, how many people go on the trip, the dates, what have you.
Right.
And that's because the infrastructure is not prepared to get the input, the tourism. So we have an embargo of U.S. goods being exported there, and our hotel people can't build. They can't, you know, Spain and Britain are already negotiating, but this is what they have to improve over there in Cuba. So like I said, you know, you want to go on these educational trips, they have them set up, but you're going to stay wherever is available on their end, not anything to do with American companies or British companies or Spanish companies, you
right.
know?
Right.
If anybody's interested and still wanting to go down there. I mean, I have a very good friend who went, and I think he went there because he was in the Horse Racing Association. They do the, what's the one with the little sulky? What's the race? Racing.
But
they use a sulky. They sit
know.
On the sulky and they race.
Trotters? Oh, the trotter. Okay, I didn't understand
yeah,
the term.
Yeah.
Yeah, the trotters. Yeah,
yeah,
they used to have that
yeah,
in Yonkers Raceway. Yep.
Right. His organization went down, I guess, because horses, you know, they have the farms, they have horse racing in Cuba, you know, just like they have the baseball players that come up here and work, get on the baseball team. They're, you know, the Dominican Republic, the Cubans, all the Latin American countries have fantastic baseball players, and they're on our team, you know.
Right.
So the trotters do the same thing. They go down there. So they went down and just, you know, active investing to see what they have that they can do. The regulatory barriers are got to be removed so we can get involved. So that's starting. You know, like I said, the airline thing is starting, and now they're going to start the hotel. So little by little, Cuba's opening up.
So they're expecting, what, President Obama to kind of risk... kind of loosen up a little bit of the embargo restrictions?
Embargoes, yeah, that have been restricted for all these years. And mm-hmm. apparently the hotel business is part of that.
Yeah.
They weren't allowed to go over there and build any of the resorts or maintain any of their properties anymore.
Right.
And once that was shut down, they lost everything, whoever had resorts there from the 40s and 50s.
Right.
So, you know, and then, like I said, a lot of places ended up being now apartments. So whatever property they thought they had, they don't have any longer. So there's a lot to negotiating here. What has to be done in Cuba, you know,
mm-hmm.
hopefully they'll see the light that, you know, they've kept their people in the dark for so long. And I mean, he sent us beautiful pictures of the cars, the classic cars, but mm-hmm. like you said, they couldn't import any of the parts to repair them. So how did they repair these cars?
Right.
You know?
Yep.
It's nice to maintain them, but, you know, I know they made their own parts.
Yep.
You know, they're not original parts to maintain the cars. But the pictures were wonderful.
Cool.
Wow. Just seeing this old stuff.
Yep.
And the other thing that I was telling you about, my Pacific Asian tourism trade show, annual trade show and dinner, and they had South Korea was there. Well, the Winter Olympics are going to be in South Korea in 2018.
Right.
So if anyone is planning and is, you know, enthusiastic about going to the Olympics, South Korea is a fantastic opportunity for you to do that country and to get over there and see what it's all about. I'll be talking more about that as we get more stuff on Korea and what's happening in South Korea. But you just got to, you know, follow the rules there. Don't go crazy and do things so you get arrested and get too far by the DMZ zone, so you know, you have issues.
Right.
I know North Korea is rattling their chains lately, and you just got to play it smart, you know?
Sure, sure.
And for Korea, that's
yep.
it. But it is a beautiful country. I mean, they are very up and modern, like Japan, and a very unique location to see. So I can't wait to see what the Olympics are going to be like, you know?
Now, they had the Summer Olympics there, good
years
couple of years ago.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Are they planning on using some of the same venues, or are they a completely different area?
Totally different areas, because mm-hmm. it's the Winter Olympics, you got to go in the cold,
right.
you know? Seoul is a very warm, tropical city because it's on the water.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
though it gets the jet stream. But depending on the time of year, and then hopefully global warming, they will have snow, mm-hmm. you know. And, like, you know, Alaska this year didn't get a lot of snow, and then they got a lot of rain. So it's like, you don't know which way the weather's going to go.
Right.
El Nino was playing a lot in the Pacific and the Pacific Coast this year, so.
Okay.
You know. That's what I'm saying. It's like
so where are they in terms of, I have not followed this at all, where are they in terms of building all the venues? Is that on
They have, schedule? I don't know. I mean, you would probably have to research it and see if they're using some of the older, mm-hmm. you know, renovating some stuff. Because they've had a lot of times, they've been using South Korea, right?
I'm sorry?
For years on other venues for other Olympics. Yes, 2018. It's Pyeongchang is going to be Winter Sports, New Horizon. So let's see if they have it.
You know, the reason we ask is because we've been hearing about Brazil for quite some time about how they're not going to meet their time and it's not done
right.
Oh,
they have a lot of problems down there. It's bad. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm so surprised. I haven't heard anything about South Korea. So either it's not happening at all or it's going quite swimmingly and nobody's paying attention or there's no news.
Yeah, this year it's the Rio 2016 and then 2018 is the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Beijing is going to have them in 2022.
Yep.
The Summer Olympics in 2020 is going to be in Tokyo. So
everything's going to Asia. What's going on?
Oh, very Asian. Yeah, the three Olympics are going to be boom, boom, boom. It's going to be, you know, all over the place. So it's February 9th to February 25th in February 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the snowboarders and the World Cup skiers, you know, they've been up there already going. It's 2 years away. So apparently, they're using the area for different venues right now. Yeah.
Cool. Wow. That's my dream. One day I do have to go to see the Winter Olympics. I have to do that.
Something. Yeah.
I just went up
here
to Lake.
Here we are. We're talking about it. Here's a fantastic place for you to go.
I went up to Lake Placid last summer to kind of
you know,
just see the old Winter Olympic history.
Well,
they
use that for a training facility for the bobsled teams and what have you. Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's probably the fastest bobsled track and the most complex bobsled track in the world. But they can't handle a true Winter Olympics anymore. It's too many people.
Yes, exactly. But you could go as a family. And my daughter was asked to be on the bobsled team, and she went there for training her freshman year in college.
Wow.
And trained for 2 weeks, and they really wanted her to give up her college to be on the bobsled team. And she said, "No, I won the scholarship, and I'm going to school."
Right.
You know,
because
you give up a lot to do the Olympics, and for the majority of the Olympians that are on the winter teams are not young children. They're in their 20s and 30s. They give up a lot to get to where they are.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So they're not paid. They got to earn their room and board and sponsorship and, you know, and living expenses, you know, it's a very tough situation. I don't think a lot of people realize what the families sacrifice. We know a lot of people who are Olympians and they're what their parents, their families have done over the years for fundraisers and given up for their kids to make it, you know?
Well, we have a couple in Flemington, as a matter of fact, a couple speed skaters,
right.
And they're doing a bunch of fundraisers like that,
Yeah, because they got to live.
Yep.
Yeah, they're training and they got to live. And it's very expensive. It's not cheap. Unless you're a millionaire and you can have your kid go do whatever it wants, you know?
Right.
But it's not. It's an honor to represent your country and a lot of pride and a lot of sacrifice and a lot of determination and a lot of hard work. And, you know, and it's I always support the Olympics. I always get something from the Olympics when they've got something going on.
Wow.
A token, a survivor, you know, a souvenir.
Sure.
And the other new thing that I'm seeing more of, and I know you haven't done a lot of, is the cruising.
Yes.
You like to do some cruising, but they're like bringing cruising on the next level. Like Regent Seven Seas hasn't offered a new boat in years, and they're now doing a very luxury new vessel. It's only going to have 750 passengers, called the Explorer. They haven't had a new build in 13 years. It's and